For the longest time, I couldn't find a niche. I hated that word even. I hated the concept. I wanted to do everything. I wanted to talk about everything. I couldn't really picture doing just one thing and putting myself into a box. But then, a few days ago, I was writing a blog post, which I haven't done in a year almost, because I've been focusing more on solo episodes and podcasts and shorter texts to create more content more frequently. So I didn't really take the time to write a proper blog post with a proper structure, which I love doing, but somehow that kind of got forgotten. And when I was editing that blog post while cooking in the kitchen, you know, it hit me. I was like, hypnotherapy for creatives. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to focus on. Oh my God, I just found a niche. And it's because I was not looking for one at all. I was fully in my creative process. Actually, the title of the blog post is The Creative Process. So I was fully immersed. I was having a good time. I was editing that for the, I don't know how many times I edited that, because I was not happy with the structure of it and with the actual message of it, because I started to write it as a very simplistic process, which is not. It could, that blog post could be turned into a book very easily, because the creative process I find is complex, to not say tricky or hard, but complex and has many layers to it, and it will make you work on yourself so much, which is the beauty of it, and which is absolutely necessary if we want to create anything. So that's why I want to focus on hypnotherapy for creatives, because I've gone through that process for the past 7 years or decade, if I count the self-employment as a yoga teacher, which I will share more about, because that's a whole story in and of itself. I've shared about it before, but now I actually started teaching again since last month, I think, or even March, when I taught puppy yoga for the first time. It was end of March. And that's been an interesting process also, to want to be a yoga teacher for years, finally do the teacher training, become a teacher, do it for a few years, and then get an injury and have to stop altogether practicing and teaching. And that's been the most interesting journey. I think that journey led me exactly to where I am today, because in this process of having to stop and doing so much inner work to figure things out and heal, I discovered all those healing modalities for myself, but also I found them so interesting that I wanted to share them as well. And I love this self-development, healing, therapeutical world. And I think it's a great addition to yoga, actually. It's really the inner world and work. And in parallel to that, also, I was writing more, doing more solo episodes and interviews, and actually started podcasting altogether when I stopped teaching yoga, because I somehow needed to replace it, I guess. Or I was still teaching at the time when I started the podcast. I was still teaching, and I can also do a whole episode about exactly that, how it started and why. It's also something that came to me rather than something I wanted to pursue. So I really trust these moments where we suddenly something makes sense, or suddenly we want to do something in particular, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. I didn't think about it, didn't want to do anything else than what I'm already doing. But yeah, same with hypnotherapy. I was already doing a hypnotherapy, and I thought, actually, why not offer that for creatives so they can do the inner work to share their projects, their creative projects with the world, so they can deal with the resistance that Steven Pressfield talks about in his book, The War of Art. Great book. If you're a creative, I highly recommend reading that. It's amazing. And yeah, like I share on the blog post I just released a few days ago about the creative process, I realized that lately things are getting easier because I created a lot of space also for it. But that's another side note. But things got easier, and it's such a good feeling, because when something has been rather hard for a long time, to then see that all this work, inner and outer, has actually been worth it and efficient, it feels so good. So if you are a creative and you want to pursue a certain project, or you want to start a certain hobby, but something is stopping you somehow from doing it, or if you are not quite sure even yet what you want to start as a creative project, but you'd love to discover it, if you'd like to learn how to listen to that inner voice that is always there and is always guiding you, let me know, and I'll be super happy to hold a space for you to learn that and to release all the limiting beliefs and blocks that might be showing up for you. If you listen to the podcast on Spotify or iTunes, you will find the link in the show note to my website. And if you discovered the post on Instagram, DM me and we can schedule a chat, see if we're a match, and do some inner work so that you can do the work you actually want to do. Enjoy your weekend wherever you are, and all the best for your creative projects.